the catechin. Peepin' Todd leaves Rupp in a golden shower of tears. Kentucky beats Florida 106-100. Fellas, how are we feeling?
Fantastic after that intro. And a third top 10 win. Let's go. I mean, no more undefeated Florida. Welcome to the SEC. I mean, how many ways can we win games? 106-100? Like, let's go. Lots of stuff to get into, but I'm thrilled with the win and the resiliency they showed today.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Slow start, but picked it up. They kept closing the gap. We kept extending again. Fun way to win.
I was texting Braden during the game. It seemed like for the first 10 minutes of it that all of the ingredients were there for us to lose because we were getting out-rebounded. We seemed to not be able to finish around the rim. And then I think Florida hit two straight threes, and then we decided just to lock in, and it was the sitting up in the chair with the Xbox controller meme, and just started running away with it from there. I don't think Florida ever got the lead back, right, after our 16-0 run?
No. I don't believe they did, no.
I don't think no. So. We led for 27 and a half minutes, and if you told me that run happened about 13 minutes into the game, I'd believe you.
Tell you what, there was a lot of chemo. The first half didn't start great, but when you texted me that, I kind of disagreed a little bit because I felt like they were hitting some tough stuff. We looked a little lackadaisical, but I felt like things were like it regressed to the mean a little bit, and they did. There were, how many kill shots did we have in that first half? Was it three? Like the three 10-0 runs separately? Was it two? It was at least two though, right?
It was two. It was a 16-0 okay, and a 10-0.
Okay, okay. Did we have any in the second half?
Yeah, one more in the second.
That's what I was thinking. But even they went up 26-15 on that three with 11 minutes to go in the first half. But I don't know. I just never felt like – I mean, they're good, but they got to have really outstanding games from individual guys. They don't pass the ball like we do. They don't they rebound the hell out of the offensive glass, though. I'll tell you what. My goodness. But, you know, and there's obviously it's great because you win a big game and you have a lot you can still work on. But, man, do they get on the glass. I was – some of it was effort in the first half, but some of those offensive rebounds, they were just getting there quicker. They were just not – I don't know what we – there's obviously it's correctable, but, man, they rebound that. That was not a fluke. They were, what, the number two in the country in offensive rebounding? Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's their identity. That's what they do well. I think we did a good job of finding a way to win despite that. I mean, I think we still ended up losing the rebounding margin by 10 or something. But
by 8.
But when you can – somebody posted all of these statistics, you know, losing rebounding margin by 8. Florida's shooting 55%, has hit 12 threes, has only turned the ball over 9 times, and they're down by 5 with, you know, just a couple minutes to go. And so I think when you can find ways to win games like that, where I think we even played decent defense, and some of it was how the fouls were called, some of it was just Florida missing or making everything, especially Elijah Martin. There are so many, yeah. And Walter Clayton, that one –
the bank three at the end?
Yeah, the bank three with the shot clock expiring was crazy. They just – Florida made great, hard shots. But to win despite all of that is really comforting.
It felt like a tournament game where it was just, you know, we're hitting our big shots and you know, and then taking our lumps on the other end. And it was just this real – just felt like a heavyweight fight. And it's always good to come out on top on those. It seems like every game that we had this year that's felt like a tournament game, we've come out on top. And I'm choosing to believe the ones we lost didn't feel like tournament games.
yep, absolutely.
One of my favorite things about Coach Pope is the confidence and the security he has in their preparation, because he doesn't panic. You know, even you'll see he's animated, he's involved, he's engaged in the game, but he's not one to call a quick, okay, like a concession timeout, we need to – we got 600 plus starts on this team. Like, I liked how we let him figure it out in some real tough times that I was like, oh, maybe call a timeout. I don't know. But then we go on 2 kill shot runs right after that. The energy on the bench was incredible. And it always is, but I just have to note it, just because even when they're down 11, you're seeing guys popping off at the timeout, you know, encouraging the guys. I man, what a win. Against, and honestly, we played really well offensively and at times really well defensively, but they just, like you said, they hit everything at times with the tough twos, late shot clock threes. Just, they're a pretty good team. I mean, I don't know that they're a top 10 team, but I think they're a top 25 team for sure.
Yeah. Hey, you know, like when you're growing up and you would like crumble up a piece of trash and throw it in the trash can, and what people would say, and people would, be like Kobe and do that. Do you think they do that because of Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, I think they were seers. They knew that this was coming in 2024, 2025, Kentucky Wildcat Kobe Bryant.
They knew he'd be 7 for 9 from 3 against Florida.
A flamethrower, man. And some of those were tough, but like the most smooth double pump fake, relocate, Steph Curry looking type stuff.
Yeah.
That it, what how, when was that little he had a little stretch there where he just went nuclear, right?
The,
Like
the, yeah, he just couldn't miss. And he chucked up a heat check. Otherwise, he'd be 7 for 8. I mean, just that's so fun to see, especially when he'd been sort of not shooting as well as he was to start the season. It's great to see him have a game like that.
let's give him
especially in
a
this
hot
spot too.
October, a cold November, or December. Let's I'll take a cold February if we can get a hot March from Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
banner nine right there. That's how you get there.
It was when we
On
were
the
down in the first half, and it didn't look too good. And then I had the thought, I'm like, wait, Kobe Bryant's about to come into the game. Okay, so this is about to change quickly. Just
Yeah.
knowing that you have that guy coming in, we're just like, oh. Okay, so we got the opening jitters out of the way, and now we're going to bring in the best shooter in college basketball.
Real
He
quick
really is so good. Good.
on the kill shot note, Evan Mia tweeted after we had our 10-0 run in the first, that was our second kill shot, and he said that teams with two kill shots in a game win 88% of the time. Yes.
I'm a little stupid, and I also want to clue the audience in here. Could you explain what a kill shot is real quick?
A 10-0 run, or ten or
Oh,
more.
okay, cool. Yeah, I knew that.
And so he said teams that have two of those in a game win that game 88% of the time. And I don't know what his look back period was there. And he said, I imagine it's even higher for teams that do it twice in the first half. Then we did it again in the second half with about 10 minutes to go or so. And he said in the last 3 seasons, teams that have three kill shots in a game are 299-0. And
Dang.
so
Whoa.
that's
That was the last one you mentioned was the like they talk about what a championship chest a lot. That's what they talk about the defense. We had no, but that they had a shot clock violation at like 10:46, and it was like that's where that run happened. That was like the best defense I've seen us play all year. I think it was like three or four stops in a row. I feel like that's where the outside of some crazy shots they hit, I feel like that's where the game was won, was in that last little bit because they had crept back into it. But I didn't realize it went on a 10-0 run there too. That's
I liked where Florida hit back-to-back threes, and we go on our run. It looked to be where Otega Owe just sort of went, okay, my time to take over now, and single-handedly like willed a run out of this team where he got it going, and the rest of the guys came in. Otega Owe, he can be so good, and I liked how it seemed that even Billis said it, and credit to him, that Otega's been a second-half player throughout the season, and he got it going at the end of the first. I even like the aggressiveness of him going for the dunk there on was it, I don't know, Ruben. I'm not gonna embarrass
the kid
myself
that
by saying
blocked
it.
both of the what's his name?
Yeah, he got blocked at it, but I love,
Chinlu. Chin
yeah, I love the
I
aggressiveness of going for the dunk, even though it got stuffed.
also have no idea how he ended up with three fouls because he picked up his third, I think, very early into the second half. And I swear he had at least two more after that, and he ended with three. So I don't know. I kept thinking, man, it'd be great to get him fouled out of the game because he was rebounding super well. I think he was assisting pretty well. He even had a couple, and I think Billis called them screen assists.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was playing great, just like Clayton and Martin too. And I kept thinking, like, surely he's gonna foul out soon, and he ended up not picking up another one all game long somehow. Despite I know I saw him pick up two more.
Probably did. Some of those whistles were so late. And I'm not going to complain about officiating. It's fine. But I swear on my life,
I
I thought I had
will.
an audio delay. Feel free. We won the game. It's fine. But my goodness, like, dudes hit the ground. It looks like we're going the other way. And then, blow the whistle.
How about that
Every
call
single.
on, was it on Lamont where they called the foul
On
on
the
the three?
three,
It's one of the worst
bruh, you
calls
didn't
I've
touch
ever
him.
seen in my life.
There was the that one, and there was one other one. That was what, yeah, if not the worst call. He didn't touch him. He didn't touch him. There's like, yeah, I don't know. And on a three, too, it's terrible. That's a terrible call.
Hey, how about Amari Williams, guys? He's really
How
coming
about
into
him?
shape.
Yeah, he had what, 15, 8, and 5? He was my
Yeah,
pick for
he
player of the
played
game.
6 for 7 shooting.
He played a ton of the game with three fouls too, and was careful enough not to pick one up. Great to see that. Especially, I mean, we got to the point where we were subbing him out for Garrison because Amari was in foul trouble, and Garrison is the one that ended up fouling out.
Yeah. I thought Amari brought a lot of energy. He had a run there in the first half where he had a few box outs that he boxed out okay at half position that didn't secure a rebound. Like he's got to get that down. But I thought he responded really well because I think he might. I don't know that Pope ever benches the guy, but he might have taken him out to like refocus or whatever. Because when he came back in, he's a whole new dude. Like I would say that's probably one of his best games as a Cat, honestly. And given the opponent and everything too, I think it may have been his best.
Only one turnover too, which is great.
5-to-1
We
assist, man.
ask a lot of him in terms of ball handling for a big guy, which in a lot of games has been 4 turnovers, 5 turnovers, and it's not terrible because, I mean, often you kind of expect your ball handlers to have more, but for him to in the game with just one is great.
He had some great passes where it was just these guys slip into the basket and him with just a little bounce pass down low just to get it to him under the basket. Those weren't hitting earlier in the season against worse opponents.
Yeah.
And those were working today. Like, Amari's really coming into shape here and he's tracking.
Just got a text from Caleb. Watching it back now, Amari textbook big facilitator today.
Perfect
So
timing,
yeah.
big dog.
So Caleb agrees.
He
We
he's
miss you,
I would say he's
Caleb,
probably
forever in
improved
our
the
hearts.
most. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing at a skating rink at some kid's birthday party. It might be his. I don't know. Doesn't seem important. But anyways,
Like to think that
no, I
Caleb is like the one adult out there just freaking ripping the skating rink.
He oh he shreds. You know
He
he
wins
does.
limbo.
He brought his skates with him. You know, he didn't rend.
He's like a snob where he's just like, I read blades
Yeah, no, he
instead of
blades for
skates.
sure. Greases him up. I get it. But no, with
He's
as far as
looking
Amari goes,
good.
I think he's the most improved so far in the season. His passing's been great. And even his like where he does a little ball fake or the dribble handoff fake and then he spins to the hoop. It's like that's been much more in control. He's getting to the spot and he's not getting pushed out so far. I don't know. I feel like he's been much more playing off 2 feet rather than, being a little more lackadaisical with it. I feel like he's just gotten a lot better in passing. It's just in a lot of areas throughout the season.
Really like what I'm seeing from him and Garrison as far as the trajectory that they're on. They're both from the beginning of the season to now, it's so much better now. And if you get this team a legitimate post presence, then that's going to make things all the more dangerous with our offense. Even during the winding minutes of this one where Florida was keeping it close, they were within striking distance. We gave Amari a post look. And he backed him down and got a tough basket. And
He
I,
did.
when I was watching that happen, I was going like, I don't know if I like this. And he sure enough, he got it.
But I
That was
love
another
that.
yes
How
moment.
that's got to build confidence though, because they went. That was to him. They said that was the call. Like get it to Amari. He went to work and he put in the bucket and seal. I mean, I remember thinking like, hell yeah, let's go. Like just to have stuff like that to go back on. Like I think Pope said at the beginning of the year, even as a 3-time defensive player of the year for was it Drexel that he came from. That he still had probably the most room that he could improve, the highest ceiling of everyone coming in. And I think that's coming to fruition now. I don't think I'm making that up. I'm pretty sure Pope said that, or something to that effect. And we're seeing it, play out here. I thought he was awesome tonight, especially after he came back in after missing a few of those rebounds. We got to figure something out with the rebounding, but hell, I'm not going to look a top 10 win in the face and complain about rebounding right now. We'll get better at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's rebounding's never been the real strength of this team, and we ran into one of the best rebounding teams in the country. Like, well, that's gonna happen. You got to find a way to adjust and to maximize what you're better at. It seems that we did that.
One frustrating part about the rebounding is the second chance points that Florida ended up with from them. We lost that 31-12, which is a huge,
Dang.
huge advantage to them. I think sort of our saving grace there was the points off turnovers. We had six turnovers, they had nine, but we had 20 points off of those six, and they only had four
Whoa.
points. They only had 4 points off nine turnovers. So I guess good transition offense for us. Good transition defense for us,
Yeah.
and that's huge. I mean, we scored what more than 3 points per turnover from them. I don't know how that works.
They had nine, so no. We scored 20, like 2.1.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm
backwards,
looking.
I
I'm
think, but
looking.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong column there. Right. But we held them to under 1 point per turnover. So that's huge.
And to go, 25 assists to six turnovers is huge. 25 of the 37 buckets. I mean, Lamont had some real good off the dribble plays and made some stuff happen. But I thought the ball moved around really well. I mean, that was a hey, Travis Perry with the three can't go without that. That was probably the loudest it got, honestly. And it got loud, it did, but that was probably the
That
loudest it got,
Andrew
yeah.
Carr three at the end.
Okay, fair enough. And that, but that up to that point, that Perry shot was the pop right there.
Yeah.
They went nuts for that. That was so cool.
I thought it was interesting to in the closing moments of the game, Kobe Brea out there instead of Jackson. Got to ride the hot hand, I guess. But
Yeah, in a game where a
Jackson
dude's
only eight.
7 for 9, you've got to play him, man.
Oh yeah.
You just
But
you
we're not
can't take
playing
him off the
favorites on the
court.
team, you know.
What's that?
We're not playing favorites on the team, you know. We're not playing, you know. Pope's not playing his guys, you know. If you're playing well enough to be out there, you're gonna be out there.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's
Not that
true. I think
Jackson
he
wasn't. I
no,
thought
for
Jackson
sure.
played well, but Kobe was out of this world.
Also, I thought Carr finished the game well. He struggled a bit, statistically speaking. I thought he was in good spots. He put some good defense at times and obviously does things that don't show up. But he was struggling, if I remember correctly, from the foul line for a bit there. I still 4 of 7 he
Yeah,
finishes,
well,
but
he started 0 for 3
well, there you go.
as
And he
an
had such
80%
good
free
form
throw shooter.
too. Didn't
Yeah,
their 90% foul shooter miss a few today in Florida's? That's the
including
most
two in
ball
a,
don't lie.
I think he missed three, including two in a row there at the end.
Some ball don't lie, man. Those late whistles.
Yeah, he missed
Man,
the
we
opening free throw on the Phantom three foul.
Yeah. And we were up 7. He could have cut it to 5, which is a significant difference that late down the stretch. And he missed two, which is I hope they did some giveaway free chicken or whatever they tend to do for
Chick-fil-A.
back to back missed free throws.
I will say Florida seemed to find something when they were cutting into the lead in the second half, is they kept switching on to Andrew Carr and sort of picking on him in space and sort of taking advantage of his lack of lateral mobility, it seems like,
Yeah.
and doing like step backs on him and things like that. And it seems that he couldn't really keep up. So I'm interested to see what we do as a counter to that in the future. I'm sure we'll figure something out. I thought we were going to switch to a zone in the first half where we couldn't stop the ball penetration, but
I think we just couldn't. We had to pick one or the other, and I think the rebounding would have been even worse out of the zone, maybe.
very
Because
true.
I thought the same thing, but I thought that because the dribble handoff, pin down screen, the backdoor cuts, that all kind of got taken away. They had to start hitting just crazy tough twos. But how about a coach that can make some adjustments on the fly? Is that how's that feel? Feels pretty good, right?
Awesome.
The panic, it's gonna be a while. I think the fan base is like a beaten dog. Because you get down 8 and it's like, oh, we're done. Cooked. Lost. Like, I'm not
It's
worrying all the way.
somebody 5 minutes into the game, score 5-10, said over, and it's like I just can't I just can't sit here and watch this game with people that feel that way. It's and
Did Cal
especially it's
never have a
hilarious
comeback?
because I don't know. I mean, not Not a
I'd
lot of
love
big
to
ones.
see. Oh, I'd love to see statistics there.
So that's the third double-digit comeback in a top 10 game this year for us, and it seemed like every time, like the hope was fading fast in the fan base. And I mean, it's a real, they're built to come back. I mean, they're going to. It's just not something that Kentucky's been
You seem to
doing.
be quitting earlier and earlier on this team too, with evidence pointing to the contrary.
Yeah, I was gonna say, which is weird, given that there's like
Yeah.
some evidence now that it is a very much legitimate national title contending team. Like, I don't see how it gets like less benefit of the doubt. But hey, you know, tough fan base to please. But
Pause. Caleb wants in.
Oh. Is he here?
Looks like it.
Well, well, well.
Are we getting live from the rink right now?
I assume he's home, given that he said he was watching it back.
Well,
Something
well,
going.
well.
Check this out. Ooh.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, a pretty good Christmas present. Shout out, Taylor. There you
That's
go.
awesome.
I watched the game while I was roller skating. Well, actually, while I was
Told
trying
you.
to
Important
help
question, Caleb. Important
them
question.
not
Are you a
die.
Blades or a skates guy?
Skates.
Oh,
Damn it.
wow.
We were all wrong.
Well, the thing about the Blades is they didn't have any. So,
I said you
well,
brought your own. I said you brought your own. I was closest. That counts.
no, I bought some. I can't put my feet in rentals.
That's like most of the appeal for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really hope you lose the SEC bet
No
for that
say.
reason alone. I just want you to be happy.
Ooh. Caleb, how do you feel
Oh,
about the game, buddy?
are you the same way with bowling shoes?
I can't remember the last time I went bowling. I don't think I've been bowling since I turned 20 years old.
Don't know
We
if
gotta
that's a
go
funny
bowling together.
excuse.
Field trip.
Yeah. But I would probably buy shoes, yeah, now. I don't know. I don't know what it is about anybody's feet but my wife's.
Damn, that's how I feel too.
No.
Your wife's feet and mine,
Caleb,
yeah.
what'd you think of the game?
I thought they played great. It looks like to me, I mean, the offense was beautiful. Amari looked so good today, which was nice because you know, the misery crew was being miserable about Amari Williams for a few games there, and he really was textbook. This is what a big guy does in a Mark Pope offense. I mean, Kobe Brea was ridiculous. He was just taking them. There was that one where he had like three shot fakes. Oh,
Yeah. 6 minutes to go.
disgusting. Now, I think the defense, like watching it looked like they were playing pretty good defense. It was just like, what was his name? Clayton. Just hitting everything. Like not good, not even great shots. Just everything was going down.
Yeah,
But
they were
you
doing
know,
everything.
this is a very talented league, so you're gonna have dudes that are just doing that to you night in, night out. So. Very fun game. Weird that it was at 11 in the morning. What the heck?
That was early. I had to set an alarm.
I'm glad that the governor of Florida, Ron DeSanctimonious, got to come out and watch his Gators take a
Ron
L.
Rondo is there?
Oh yeah, you didn't see
Yeah,
him
Ron DeSantis, man. Let's
rocking his
go.
heels on the sideline?
I thought it was too tall. That's why I didn't recognize him with the height.
Yeah. I need another breakdown showing the angle of his foot.
Oh yeah.
No, it looked painful. It
That
was like a lens frame. You know
Yeah.
who else can't wear borrowed shoes?
That's true. You trip.
Good
So used
company,
to
man.
them. No, it was a fun game. I'm gonna keep like rewatching it back. I only watched like the SEC puts out like the highlight thing. So I haven't got to go. I wanna see what the heck Ainsley Almanor's plus minus being 20 in like 12 minutes or something.
Don't get
I need
that
to go.
started.
I need to go back and see what the heck that was all about.
He was outstanding. That's what it was. Let's just leave it at
Yeah.
that.
He
And
was
plus minus
hustling.
is just, he really was though.
Yeah, that is something. It feels like he's a pace setter, which is nice, because right now our pace setting guy is on the bench. Or
I think honestly, he timed the two kill shot 10-0 plus runs in the first half really well with the substitution pattern. That's what I'm assuming happened because he kind of hit he hit the club tri he had zeros across. Oh, he had an assist and a steal, so not all zeros, but
and three boards.
Okay, I'm not giving anybody credit for boards in this game right now. It wasn't great.
But yeah, the starting lineup having, let's see, 16, 19, 14, 14, and 15. That's just so nice. It was very fun basketball to watch. I thought, you know, we were taking our threes too. They weren't the most wide open shots. You know, it's not like we were playing like one of those early season teams where we just have open threes all the time. Mm-hmm. So we take them. It was nice to see them commit to shooting 33s, even with a good physical defense. I don't understand the foul discrepancy. That's something I'm going to go back and watch.
It was just trash.
What else? Yeah. There was
someone was dogging Carr for missing threes, and it's like, listen, you can't do that. We've been complaining that he hasn't been taking them for like
yeah,
4 games
for five.
Now.
He just want four though to start, and then hit the last one. He hit the first and the last two, and I think he missed the ones in between. Yeah.
But they were they were letting him shoot. You have to take it.
Yep.
See, I'll take 2 for 5 from him all day and every game. 40%? I'd love that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. If he can shoot at 40%, of course.
I'm just saying specifically 2 of 5 I'll take every time. 40%, but even just make a couple. Like it changes the whole spread of the floor there. Tim Jackson need a couple too.
Now, once again, I thought Carr had a really good move. Offensively, it was like I think it was the end, like almost the end of the game, where he just muscled to the rim, and that was really nice to see. So you still see improvement in what guys are doing, and it's all you can ask for is good, fun basketball game.
Late game Andrew Carr, late game Duke, late game Gonzaga, late game here. Great.
Yeah, that up and under bucket was phenomenal. The one you were just talking about, Caleb, that was pretty basketball. But what were you, Jared? You were saying something though.
Us shooting 48% from one of the best 3-point defenses in the country. Just once
crucial.
Again, like I was saying last episode, it's a BS stat. It's junk science. That chiropractic and astrology are all in the same.
Hey, yo! Depending on who I'm talking to. You know, astrology might be real big in my life at the time. Man.
I just don't believe in that stat.
I would like to be the first to issue an apology to our chiropractor and astrologist viewers.
Oh, hell no. Stand on business. Let's
on behalf
signs.
Of Jared.
Yeah, I didn't know. I did not know that chiropractic-y, whatever the heck, however you say that, whatever word that is,
you nailed
was
it.
Like just Chinese medicine. It's like some guy said, a ghost told me this is the. That's how it started. That
Thanks,
blows
Jared.
My mind.
Thanks a lot.
It's junk science. All of it. 3-point defense percentage.
We just lost a viewer.
That's fine. Right. He'll find another sucker to.
No, those are my favorite TikTok videos though. Watching those dudes just like crack
yeah,
old lady sex. With like,
yeah.
How are they not dead?
Please cut him saying crack old ladies.
Just busting.
Really I don't think
out.
It works, but I would like to get my back cracked like that. It looks like it feels good.
Yeah.
I don't think it does.
It's
anything.
Cool, but it's not.
I think they put bubble wrap in their shirts.
No, I mean, they pop your back and shit. It just doesn't do anything. I mean, the air between your joints gets moved out. Like, and it sounds cool. It's not. Why are we talking about chiropractic right now? Damn it. We just beat number 6.
All right, before we move on, I have a chiropractor story. I was a chiropractor for a while, and their whole thing was like, oh, we'll do it, but we don't need to do any cracking of your back or anything. And it's just like, well, then what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole appeal for me, is like, crack my back for me. But they just took
I'm
like
really...
a little bugger thing to each like one of the discs in my back. Anyways, after the Groupon ran out, I stopped going back.
So this is going to hurt, but it's not going to be satisfying in any way.
Didn't even
Thank
hurt.
You
I didn't
paying
get anything
us via
out of
Groupon.
It. They did like an electroshock therapy on my back, though. That was pretty cool.
You got electroshock therapy off a Groupon at a chiropractor?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's make sure.
I guess, do we have any more thoughts on this one, I guess? I had to get out my chiropractor story.
A couple. Rumble need to shout it. Out. Yeah. The crowd was into it. Someone said it looked like even people were standing, which is awesome for us.
They're going to get arrested now. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, right. Wanted to shout out Some of our playmakers, Lamont with 8 assists, Andrew Carr with 5 assists, Amari with 5 assists, Garrison with 3. That's great. That's
To
a
get 8 assists out
positive.
of a big man is great, yeah.
Right.
What I like.
And Lamont getting almost a double double with his assists. That's crazy.
I love the lack of ego on the team because it doesn't. People will say stuff like, we don't have like the guy or we don't have a stud, but we don't have a guy who seems to be making it like, well, you know, it's my night. This is my team, stuff like that. And even when you have stuff like Brandon Garrison, who's hit 2 threes on the year, he had a wide open look during the closing minutes of the game. He passed it up to get a better shot or to think like, you know, maybe this isn't the moment. That's not the shot I necessarily would have wanted at that moment, but he passed that up. Not a me first guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on the
Because
other
it gives
hand,
me
if he had
no.
taken it and hit it, if he had taken it and hit it, I would have gone nuts.
Yes, but
A
not
bad
necessarily the
shot.
shot that I wanted. Also, I think Travis Perry did that then too,
Yeah.
But I guess people
Yeah,
could
and it
also
led
pay for.
to like another Brea 3, I think. Yeah.
Which I'd rather have Brea shoot. Just to, I'm hot, might be a hot take, but he might be a little better shooter than Brandon.
A Brea
Yeah,
three or a
sure.
Jackson Long two or it the same shot to me, but
Same pitcher, man. Just buys cash, like just tough twos and Brea threes. It's like layups.
I
hey,
hope
Amari's trying to
that.
dunk the ball now. How about that? I love it.
Yeah. The at some point I said it was Amari had some, his guy blew past him and he just bounced it off the glass and in. And I was thinking, why dunk it? If you dunk it, it's unlikely to miss. And he made it, but still, like, dunk it. And then he dunked it the next possession. It's like, yeah. Like that, dude. He does know how.
That one dude had two crazy stuffs at the rim, though, like
Well,
Ortega's
yeah,
and
right.
Doc.
Yeah.
Like, I know his hands hurt after that, though. Like, but they were clean. I mean, I gotta give props. Like, a blocking a dunk like that's nuts. I thought Amari was gonna put him in a casket with that dunk, but
Yeah.
nope.
Ortega tried to put
Yeah.
him on a poster too.
Ortega, and I was trying to kill a man with that dunk,
Yes.
bro. He gets
Ortega
that
was
thing in
put
there. We'd never
back.
see another dunk on a highlight reel again. It's that one. One thing
Ortega's
I
put
really.
back off of a three. Did you guys see that one?
Oh, yeah, that was
Yeah.
awesome too. I really hope that with as many guys graduating as we're going to have, that a lot of this culture stuff stays. And I assume it will. I mean, we Jackson alone as the sole BYU transfer has brought some of it. And presumably next year we'll have five guys back. So I hope that they can keep some of that unselfishness playing this way going as we lose these seven leaders.
I think
Especially
Caleb
next
mentioned
year,
oh, go ahead.
I was
Go
saying
ahead.
next year going for 10 with a senior Ortega Oway and Brandon Garrison back. That's gonna be sweet.
Big time.
Going for 10. Awkward
Yeah.
silence.
Yeah.
Jared,
The
I
league,
hear
there's a lot of good
everything.
games on all day, I think. I'm excited to watch basketball today. Finally. Do you guys have any takes about the SEC football?
It
Nope.
sucks.
Braden?
No, I just like
Do you have
Georgia. It's
things?
like when do they play next? I forgot. Oh wait, they lost? Oh yeah, because they're ass and they've been ass since they should have lost to Georgia Tech. Don't tell me they're the favorite to
Talking
win
a
the
lot right
title.
now, and Texas could very well
They're
win the
not
whole thing.
going to.
Yeah, I don't know
I
like
you
who
want
beats Ohio
Texas versus the
State
field
the way they're
for
playing.
a wheel bet right now? You want to do it?
No,
You
Ohio
take
State's
Texas,
gonna
I
win
take
it. It's gonna suck. Ohio State's gonna win the whole damn thing.
If Penn
I, for
State
one,
wins there,
have a
does that
lot of
feel
takes
weird?
I'd like to walk back.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Michigan should have been in the playoffs. I think we can all agree on that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
What a weird result. It's like Ohio State forgot they could pass the football against Michigan, and then they were like, oh wait, yeah, we can toss the football
I don't know
forward.
if they forgot. I think Ryan Day might just be stubborn.
Ryan Day has a Michigan problem.
Yeah. Something was weird about that because yeah, what's the receiver? What's
Smith?
that Ohio State
No.
receiver? Smith, yeah.
Smith? Yeah, Smith, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Williams is the Alabama one. Smith
He's
is
only
the
17. I've heard that a time or two. Yeah, he's the only 17-year-old to lose the Tax Slayer Bowl or whatever that is. That's cool.
I didn't
Sorry.
know who he was before
My
that game.
take
I remember
about
just
the
keeping up
SEC
with
being
17-year-olds
ass.
like you guys. So I don't know.
Hey, man.
Todd
Easy.
Golden, well aware.
Tuck. What
I gotta bleep
a.
My main take about the SEC being ass this postseason is we should have extra fired Mark Stoops.
Double fired.
Don't start this again. Why? Because you've underperformed in a bad SEC?
Yep.
Okay. They
Cadigan
said it was
fired
a hard
him months
schedule.
ago.
Apparently, if we'd played Illinois, it'd have been worse.
You saw what John Summerall did in the postseason, right?
I don't
Yeah, you
know.
had a
I think that
postseason.
we should dissolve the football NIL and give it to the women's basketball.
All right, thanks for joining us, Caleb, man. We'll see you next time. Not doing it again. I will, because you know I'm, even though I know what you're doing, I still go, sit up with the controller, start fighting with you. No, that next point. BYU's down 17 at the half. It's going to be a really good day. It really is.
Oklahoma, Alabama, that's the beta team showdown, the Ben and Cale beta team
Yeah.
showdown.
Yeah, Bama's gonna work there. I don't think that's even a close game. I'm sorry,
Yeah,
but
I will say
maybe.
before we close this out, because I'm just trying to right the ship here. We all did get our SEC predictions in, and Caleb, I'm assuming you saw the last episode and you're prepared to show your feet if you came in last place as the rest of us are. We're all ready to see Ben's toes.
Yeah, I'm down. There's a local foot place here that I'll get them prettied up if need be. I'll get some Go-Cats on my toes. I
Ooh,
have
fun.
six.
Right, guys, any closing thoughts on this one before we wrap this episode up?
No,
Nothing for
stoked on
me.
the win, man. Let's go.
If all of the SEC slate is like this year, this is going to be a really fun season.
Oh, yeah.
Should we go to the Georgia game?
When is it?
Tuesday.
No. I didn't know if we were there on Tuesday or in Kentucky, so but no, not Tuesday.
You guys
Should go to another
have
game
any
though.
score predictions for at Georgia? I think this game is going to be tougher than the one we just played. I think the
I
chances of us
said
losing at Georgia are higher than I felt about the Kentucky Florida game.
I feel the exact opposite. I think they win by 15 at
Like
Georgia.
15. Yeah, I was thinking 15.
I don't
Yeah,
think
I think
it's
it's
going
going
to
to
be
be a
that
creep
much. They have a lot
environment.
of talent. I think Georgia has a lot of talent physically, but I don't know if they can keep up with
They
the
have a former
ball-knowing
Kentucky
Kentucky.
commit, right? Cyril?
Yep.
Humpto Cyril?
Sompto.
Cyril?
Yeah. One thing to keep an eye on is this is our first. I guess our first stretch with two true away games. Clemson Gonzaga was away and technically neutral.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So that'll be interesting. And Mississippi State's been pretty good too so far. So
Yeah, they're blasting South Carolina right now.
South
But
Carolina likely the SEC punching bag this year.
I took a chance and put them at 14 out of the 16, but
I'd say
That's not looking too good.
South
Where did
Carolina,
everybody have
Arkansas,
Arkansas?
probably the SEC punching bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Look at us.
What'd you say?
So where did everybody have Arkansas?
I have them at 15 out of 16.
Yeah.
That's for real, though. I genuinely think they lack talent and they're gonna crumble. I don't think I'm not even that big of a hater. I defended Cal Perry for a long time.
I had him at seven,
And that's crazy.
which I think is the highest of any of us.
What did you guys see Ozzy's new video? Put
I
it
saw
in
you sent
Discord.
it. I saw you sent it, but I
It's
haven't
very good.
watched it yet.
It's very good.
There you go.
Everybody should follow Ozzy Maverick X on Twitter. It's my favorite Arkansas fan.
We should get him on the show. That's what we gotta
We
do.
should.
All right, let's
Absolutely.
get some DMs cooking.
All right, fellas. Well, if that'll do, we want to pick a player of the game for Georgia. I know we didn't do a big Georgia preview, but we're celebrating beating the Gators. Hey,
Are
good
we
for
saying
us
Colby was the player
going
of
this
this game,
whole
by the
run
way?
without saying the phrase Gator hater, huh? Look at us.
What did you say, Peepin' Todd?
Oh yeah, he did the opening.
Yeah, immediately.
Man.
So are we predicting a W?
Oh, yeah. I predict a W.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be 15, but I think it'll be a win.
By 12, giving an I'll apprehensive go 12. W.
Really?
I'm a little spooked on it. I am. It feels like a spot. I feel it in my plums. But I'll give a player of the game. You know, give me Amari Williams, player of the game. He's going to continue his breakout.
I'll take Jackson.
Love it.
I'm taking Kobe Brea. I think that we held Kobe Brea back on purpose, saving him up.
Love it.
Don't let him show everything.
For the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. I'd say Lamont Butler. You can have a game.
Yeah.
Who did we say was the player of the game this game, though? Because we all picked last week. We didn't decide who. Was it Kobe or was it Amari? I feel like you could say either.
I'd say it has to be Kobe, right?
I think it would have to
be. All right. Kobe, yeah. That's fine. I would say it's
very balanced game.
Yeah.
But if he had the ball in his hands, he felt like it was going in.
At some points, it felt like he was toying with them. Like he did that yeah. pump fake. They bite on that, man. And then when they are playing up on him, he's able to play off that and drive the ball now. There's so many wrinkles mm-hmm. that can come from Kobe Brea being in their head.
One thing that I think is going to be really, really cool from a recruiting perspective is that Mark Pope has talked all year about how Kobe can use his shooting to open up his inside game, how he can, instead of a pump fake always being a three a second later, which he still does and does well, he has really turned that into a drive. Maybe two, three times a game. Sometimes he kicks, sometimes he goes and scores, but that's awesome. That just makes him more versatile, makes him harder to defend. And if he can show recruits, look at how this guy was the best shooter in the country last year, and he was able to maintain that while growing his game under my tutelage. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Say the same about Amari as well.
How many games? How many players of the games have we had? You know, like every game, it's somebody else. Everybody gets featured.
And like you said, look, 16, 19, 14, 14, 15, 23. Where are the scores of our top 6 minute guys?
And Travis got three.
And Travis got three. And BG got two. The Kentucky Boy 3 continues to be one of the loudest pops of the game.
Man. Imagine Braden, if you become like a major contributor. A player of the game for the next one? For Georgia? Yeah,
for Georgia.
Yeah, Lamont Butler.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
Yeah, Lamont Butler. Just because I keep picking Amari and he comes close, but, you know, we're going to pick Butler. Butler had a really good game today, too, though. Dang.
Oh, yeah.
Is anybody going to have another game this year as good as Butler did against Louisville?
No.
that's tough to beat.
Yeah, it's such an aberration just nationwide.
Thanks, guys. Well,
yeah, just for how spread it is, every game. Like that game, I watched highlights of it yesterday, of Lamont Butler versus Louisville. Just, I'm so glad he played.
I didn't think he was going to play.
Jackson against Arkansas could go crazy.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Pure revenge.
If Muss was still there, it would go even crazier. What about but...
did he go to A&M too?
Yeah,
Oklahoma. Did. Oh, A&M. I thought he's from Oklahoma. That's what it is. My bad.
He's a Tulsa fella.
Well, everybody, thank you for joining the Catechin. For Ben, for Caleb, for Braden, I'm Jared. Go Cats!
Go Cats!
Go Cats! Go Cats.